As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
More importantly, it's time to talk MCCSC, as we promised, and the Director of Finance and Logistics is on the horn with us today. It's my good friend, Adam Terwilliger. Adam, good afternoon. How are you?
Doing well, Mike. How are you doing today?
1 week ago today, you were tossing and turning and wondering just what the first days of the 2022 school year would bring. Here we are, almost a week in, and I'll let you take it away. What have you seen so far?
Well, it's been an exciting start to this year, and you know, certainly nerves are a bundle at the start of any new year, but we were very excited this year to start out afresh and anew, and excited to see all the bright and bubbly faces of teachers and students and families, and it's been a very, very exciting start to this year for us, Mike, to get us kicking off.
Yeah, each new year brings a new chapter and everything else that goes along with that. Kids graduate, kids move up schools, and all the fun stuff. New teachers, new positions, everything filled and ready to go. I know in the last, week or so before school, somebody gets a hold of a headline somewhere and says there are X amount of positions. Where are we, and what can you tell us?
So certainly. So we're doing pretty well in terms of our certificated staff. At our new teacher orientation, we had a real nice bumper crop, so I guess if you can call it that, of teachers there, over 80-plus, excited to come to this corporation. So very much so doing well with our certified staff. We are having some shortages in some of our non-certified areas, but we are aggressively working on approaching techniques to get more non-certified staff here on board. And in fact, just today we announced something for our transportation staff, for which we are going to be offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus for anybody that's looking forward to coming to work for us as a bus driver for the corporation.
$1,000 is real money, and we know the problems that transportation has had here in the first week or so. I'm not going to kill you. That doesn't solve anything on this program. But folks are frustrated. Folks are frustrated to have buses being delayed, buses perhaps not arriving and getting there on time. I think people just want consistency. I know that's difficult. Can you explain to our listeners what the problem is so they have a better understanding? They might not like your answer. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But we're trying to – I think when people have knowledge, Adam, it's a little bit easier to stomach.
Yeah, thank you, Mike, so much, and I appreciate the chance to explain. So as we started out last year, we had a two-tiered start time system, means just two different starts to the school day, one for elementary and one for secondary. Splitting that out over four different windows for high school, middle school, and two different elementary shifts, we're able to give our bus drivers more time to get students on time as quickly as possible, as best with our schedule. We are short-staffed, as I mentioned, and last year, and in any given year, the two-tiered system was designed for 100-plus routes. Right now, our system is designed for approximately 80 routes to 85 routes, and as a result, our short-staffed is not as aggressively bad as what it could have been in a situation like where it would have been like past years. So right now, we are only short about 1 to 2 routes on drivers, and we're filling in as fast and as expeditiously as we can. But make no mistake about it, we are short-staffed, and we do need drivers, and we are being very aggressive in recruitment and retainment techniques, as well as offering programs and services for our staff.
Yeah, $1,000 should get some people's attention if that's something that's put them either, I don't know if I want to go back, or I don't know if I want to do this. Is that open for anybody, Adam?
Yeah, and I might add, yes, absolutely. And we are actually giving all existing CDL drivers in the corporation $1,000 for them as well. And then any existing employee that refers a CDL driver to the corporation will get an additional $1,000.
Well, we hope that helps everything out. And I think here parents just, again, want consistency. They want to know when they can tell their boss they can be there or not be there or whatever. And we know that not everybody can stay home with their kids, so that's another strenuous set of circumstances there. How's the app doing? I think I read in the newsletter that you spent all weekend trying to work with that company to try to get it over the hump. How tall is this hump? Is it more of a mountain than a hump, or what is the outlook there?
We're happy to report that we are seeing the app come back online. In fact, I'm watching it for students that of my own that ride the bus right now, and we are very close to getting the word out for all users that the app is up and operational. We have a lot of systems that are talking but weren't quite talking to one another, and so we were actually, Lynn, there's no lip service to that. We were working around the clock and through the weekend. We have some very dedicated professionals that are here, transportation staff, office staff, that are working countless hours to try to fix problems and make things right for individuals. And up through testing, through the first day of the school year, this was not a problem that presented itself. On day one, out of just poor fortune, it did present itself. But we are working it through with our vendors. We are anticipating that it should be up and operational very soon.
Adam Terwilliger is the Director of Finance and Logistics for the MCCSE and joins us this afternoon. And you mentioned it there. You put your kids on the bus. I can't get a better testimonial than that.
Absolutely, 100%. We are behind our drivers. We love our drivers. We love our monitors. We love our transportation staff, and we love all of our staff. And we're just so happy that everyone's been so graceful, so patient with us. You know, at the start of a school year, as you mentioned, you know, everyone has challenges with timely services as ridership, you know, demands change. I've been using an analogy of, you know, water finding its level. If you shake an aquarium, you're going to see lots of waves and lots of chaos, at least seemingly chaos, but water always finds its level. And to this system, water will find its level, and we are confident, just like any school system, when ridership stabilizes, we will be able to provide that consistent service that families deserve and need.
How happy are you with the company with the app? Are they meeting your expectations in fixing the issue?
Yes, so we absolutely are. It turns out that, you know, the problem is more akin to systems not talking to one another. If you're familiar with kind of the way things work sometimes in apps behind the scenes, there's gears that turn, and sometimes if there's just one gear that doesn't turn, it throws the whole thing off. And that's what we were trying to get to the bottom line of trying to figure out. But we are happy with the response time. We are happy with the work that we are involved in with these vendors, and everyone has been very most helpful. It just was just an unfortunate thing that did not present itself in testing.
Good. Well, we hope we get that up and running, and we hope the $1,000 referral and everything else gets all those routes filled up so parents can have a peace of mind. Kids, too. It's kind of stressful. What bus am I on? Do we change the number? What time is it? I get all that, but that's nothing that is done intentionally. That's not the case. Not the case here. Adam Terwilliger, Director of Finance and Logistics. Well, if the transportation angle of your job isn't busy enough, hey, look, referendum coming up, November, coming soon to a theater near you. And I don't want to feel, Adam, like I'm giving you all this bad stuff, but I just saw a piece that was out there from Steve Hinnefeld, who used to be the education writer. The referendum message maybe isn't as clear as it needs to be on the ballot. Did I see that headline correctly?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah, we ended up we spoke to Steve over there at the I forget what the name of their club
Chalk
was,
but Beat
they,
or in school or I can't
Chalk
remember.
Beat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
they,
Steve.
They did
I don't
a really
mean to
good
do
job. So sorry, yeah. But they did a great job to ask so many great questions to us. And yes, it is misleading. Every referendum in the state's eyes is a brand new tax on the ballot. And even if we were to have been asking for a continuation of our current referendum, which you would think would be just okay, 0% of increase. What the state does is they say, no, that's an increase of 9 cents on your expiring rate, and as a result would show up as a percentage of increase. So as it stands, we're asking the rate we're asking for would show up on the ballot as a 35% increase to your existing property taxes, which is incredibly misleading, which that piece did a really good job of explaining.
Well, and that's why we want to explain, because not everybody's going to read that piece. But when you go into there, it's not a misprint. It's just a, I don't know, lost in translation. What's the word? They're not wrong and you're not wrong, but it's just how a beauty in the eye of the beholder. Would that be the way to look at it?
I suppose so. I think it just depends on the way you consider an expiring tax. And certainly the state has their definition, and it's our responsibility as a school corporation to explain the facts and outline the facts as they are. But, you know, our expiring rate is about 9 cents per $100 of assessed value. We're going to be asking for a referendum rate of 18.5 cents, which, when adjusted for inflation, is approximately close to the same rate that we asked for the initial referendum in 2010. And so really all we're asking for is to restore what is needed and what will be utilized as a corporation to extend our services that have been in place with our referendum, and then additionally to provide for raises for our staff, $4,500 for every teacher, $2.25 for every hourly staff member of the support staff member of the corporation. Those two things are the equivalency for a full-time hourly staff member, non-certified staff member. So really we're asking for some great programs, extension of services, and some really great things for our employees.
Yeah, isn't like 92% of the referendum going to salaries and in teacher retention and program retention? This isn't for brand new refrigerators in the lounges and leather couches and vacation time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, we 93%, but who's counting, of all of our, all of our referendum dollars, they're going towards wages and wage-related benefits for our staff. And really, truly, we invest in our human capital and our teachers and our support staff and the programs and services that they can provide for our students to be second to none.
Exactly. And the reason we do this is because the state does not, and we want to be better than average. And we've asked our citizens to do that since 2010, and we'll do so again here in 2022 on the November ballot. So budget time, that's a never-ending question, right? That's just it's just what phase of the budget talks we're in, and obviously handling finance. You're looking at longer-term projects as well. What's on your front burner? What's on your back burner that we should be aware of with the new school year starting?
Sure. So budget season is in play, and we are in the midst of that here in August and through October. We will get our budget certified here at the October meeting and look forward to a next 2023 calendar year for all kinds of exciting things. Typically on our minds right now and on the forefront are maintenance projects, and certainly we have some projects, you know, the standard roofs and roof replacements and boilers and chillers and all that kind of stuff. But we are looking to get 10 new electric buses in the corporation. We're very excited about that. We are making a very impassioned play to become a all-electric bus fleet if we can here in the future. In fact, today we absolutely just if I'm looking at my text messages the right way from the superintendent, won an award for the 2021 Green Fleet, Green School Corporation of the Year for our existing play of having three electric, full electric buses. So we're really looking strong into those areas into the future. A lot does depend on the referendum, of course, and we want our voters to get out there and vote yes, of course, on November 8th. But again, of course, that is something that we're advertising in materials and making sure that everyone knows that that is out there. But of course, yes, budget is on our mind, and a lot does depend on the outcome of the referendum in November.
Now, I'm the master of dumb questions on this program. As the rain pours down in downtown Bloomington, how do you put a budget together? I don't want to say if the referendum doesn't pass. We are hoping it does. Do you just kind of have to go in with that good faith that the voters who have passed it with such fervor the last couple of times will do so a third time?
Yeah, so you go into the budget assuming that what is being asked for is upheld. Okay, so we don't know that, of course, but we will go in with of course the planning and the foresight that it will. If for any reason it doesn't, then you go back and you actually alter that budget, and there is a process. There is a separate process for that with the state.
Gotcha. So yes, you hope for the best, prepare for everything, and that will get moving along as well. Great job as always. I don't like having tough questions, but you did a great job answering, my friend. I know that's what's been on a lot of people's mind. They run into me and say, "Hey, when you talk to," and I say, "All right, hold on, I'll talk to them. They've got answers for us. We just have to listen to what they say and then take a deep breath, and we'll get everything rocking and rolling." So school has started. We're almost a week in, and great job, my friend. Thank you for your time this afternoon, and keep it rocking over there.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for your time, and thank you for all the families and just the community at large out there. We are so appreciative of your support, and you deserve our best, and we aim to give that to you every day.
Well, great job, Adam, for answering the questions. I appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk to you soon, and good luck on your budget hearings and getting everything worked out.
Thank you, Mike.